tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open. Again, 231-360-5140. During the break, I got 14 responses, unscientific poll. Basically, yes, Tom Leonard for Supreme Court. You guys like the idea. So we're definitely going to reach out to him and have a conversation with him and see basically where his head is. See if he thinks he might change this to being a state convention contest for Supreme Court, which, to my knowledge, we don't have anybody else announced yet who's even thinking about running for Supreme Court. Others that have ran in the past, Fink, Boonstra, others don't. I don't see anything out there anywhere on social media that they've announced that they are in fact running. So if you guys are aware of somebody, please text it to me and let me know. I'll reach out to them as well. We need to have a strong, strong candidate running for Supreme Court, at least one, if not two. I'm not really sure which races are up, which seats are up, but we definitely need to get more conservatives on the Michigan Supreme Court. That's for sure. So I would hope that Jim Runstead, the chair of the Republican Party, is actively recruiting on this. And again, I'll reach out to Tom Leonard directly and see if I can get a hold of him and see if he'll come on the show and talk about it. Basically take some text messages from you guys while I'm interviewing him and basically see where this goes. One of the interesting comments that I found in this story about Mike Duggan kicking off his full-time campaign as independent gubernatorial candidate said that Michigan is never going to get out of this permanent U-turn cycle if we don't find a way to get Republicans and Democrats to establish a Michigan path that will work for everybody. That's what I'm going to try to do. This is, in fact, a 50-50 state. It swings back and forth every couple of years in the state house, state senate, but the governor seems to be always 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. Why is that? If one of the parties was doing such a great job, don't you think they would have an opportunity to get other Democrats or Republicans elected following 8 years of a successful governorship? Now, one interesting question asked to Duggan regarding raising taxes. Duggan said he would not commit to not raising taxes, because he didn't know what the issues might happen in the future, but he did tout being elected Detroit mayor with an $18 billion deficit and left with $500 surplus. We balanced the budget and we made sure that we paid our bills. I don't make blanket statements on anything. He said, when it comes to opening the state's highest office to Freedom of Information Act requests, that is something that could possibly be accomplished by an independent candidate. He pointed to even the Democrats' trifecta and promises from Governor Gretchen Whitmer that never transpired. I never understood how the state of Michigan passed a law that said cities and counties are required to follow the Freedom of Information Act every day, but exempt ourselves from it. So it's a fairness issue. And of course, I support it for everybody. So, something maybe a Republican candidate should be willing to talk about. We're going to take a short break. Got some other stories lined up. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And I would wipe the smile.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, a second segment, hour number three. Continuing on with this MERS News Service story about Mike Duggan's independent run for governor. Duggan says an issue that is really revving up in the state is artificial intelligence data centers. And Duggan said if the state doesn't embrace them, it will be left in the past. He said there needs to be a statewide standard that doesn't pass any rate increases off to residents and keeps water in a closed loop system. That's what I talked about with Ian Murphy. My idea, absolutely. Take the groundwater out at 52 degrees, run it through your system, cool it down, put it right back in the ground. Duggan says the local community has to have a say in all of this. You can't override their objections. We should have a clear standard in the state that says this is how it's going to work. Right now, Public Act 233 doesn't do it. Duggan said he'd use the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, EGLE, as another example, and said that there are many people that had he had talked with regarding inconsistencies when it comes to trying to get housing projects built around different areas of the state. We're not talking about weakening the standards. We're talking about making them predictable, even, consistent, and applied consistently everywhere in the state. This requires timely discussions and decisions to be made so that it favors everybody. This has to be a win-win-win-win situation for all of us. Duggan then brought up the overpopulation of deer in southern Michigan, but didn't address the underpopulation of deer in the upper peninsula. Kind of interesting. Didn't want to talk about what's going on the UP regarding perhaps wolves and other predators out there. Also, he said in each of the five states since 1990, they've elected an independent governor. Republicans swing too far right. Democrats swing too far left. I have never seen a state more evenly divided than Michigan today. More and more people are fed up, and so I don't think the climate's ever been more fertile for an independent candidate like myself. Independent, right. Well, lastly, Duggan pointed to his press conference that was being held, that was held, actually, Michigan's Central Station back in August, where 200 elected officials from both parties came and backed his candidacy. Well, and when asked about his running mate, Lieutenant Governor, Duggan said he has been meeting people all across the state and isn't sure if he even has met who he eventually will pick as his lieutenant governor running mate. He said there's plenty of time, and that doesn't have to be filed until September 1st. I will promise this. I will pick somebody who reflects the values of uniting the state and charting a different course. Well, when asked which governor he most aligned with, he pointed to former Governor William Milliken, Traverse City Republican, who said he worked with Democrats and the Detroit mayor. So we'll see where this race goes in this campaign, and we'll continue to follow it. Let's see, do I have time? Yeah, that one's a little long. Let's get into this story up here. Go back up to this one. The lawsuit that's been filed challenging the marijuana tax. Well, yesterday, a court of claims judge denied the state's request to block the lawsuit challenging the new 24% wholesale tax on marijuana sales from moving forward, basically allowing the lawsuit to proceed. Judge Saima Patel will hold a scheduling conference on January 13th to move the suit filed by the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association closer to a trial. spokesperson for the association, said today's decision represents a critical legal development and a win for Michigan voters and our industry. In issuing this order, the court recognizes the serious questions about whether this discriminatory tax violates the intent of the cannabis legislation that Michigan voters approved via a ballot proposal back in 2018. We're looking forward to making our case that this tax will push Michiganders who are already feeling stretched financially into the black illicit market. A late message into the Attorney General's office seeking comment was not returned. Well, the plaintiffs in the case, Michigan Cannabis Industry Association and a company, the Harrison Township-based Holistic Research Group, filed separate lawsuits which have since been consolidated, challenging the new tax. This was, again, part of the comprehensive road funding tax that the Republicans, Democrats, and the governor signed off on for the fiscal year 2025-26 budget. Well, in the courtroom, Judge Patel said the question of whether the 20% wholesale excise tax violates the will of the Michigan voters. They approved Michigan Regulations and Taxation of Marijuana Act as part of the ballot proposal back in 2018. However, that remains to be the question at hand. Was that the only tax that was acceptable to the voters, or did they leave that door open? In late December, Patel denied the association request for a preliminary injunction that would have blocked the implementation of the tax, which started on New Year's Day last Thursday. Patel also denied the state's request to dismiss the case, affirming today what she said back in December's order: additional discovery is required to determine how, if at all, the tax will impact the purposes of the actual Taxation Act. Whether it will impact prices enough that purchasers will actually be driven into the black market for illicit marijuana, or will they pay the higher prices? Well, again, the wholesale tax went into effect on New Year's Day, and meanwhile, the Cannabis Association asked the Court of Appeals before Christmas to take up the lawsuit. They wanted to bypass the circuit court and go right to the appellate court. Reason, according to their spokesperson, this 24% wholesale tax will devastate Michigan's cannabis industry and undermine everything the voters intended to accomplish when they passed it back in 2018. The association said the state's cannabis industry has been an economic boom for Michigan, creating 47,000 new jobs, pumping $331 million annually back into schools, roads, and other public priorities via the 10% excise tax. Additionally, they generated $188 million in sales taxes. So if you add the two together, our association, our industry, has generated more than $500 million into Michigan. And this new tax threatens that industry. People have already been laid off, jobs have already been lost, and it's only going to get worse from here if we don't prevail in court, said their spokesperson. So, again, we'll continue to follow that story, but right now it appears that the Judge Patel on the case is willing to allow it to go forward, and we'll have a scheduling conference next Tuesday, January 13th. Let's see. Okay, let's get into that one. Oh, shoot. That one might be a little long. The Whisper Campaign. Behind closed doors, Democrats in Michigan are talking about the feasibility for Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to abandon a candidacy for governor, citing concerns around fundraising and the lack of campaign excitement. Instead, they want him to run for a Secretary of State nomination. We talked about this in the other story with the pundits. Well, it's going to be interesting because MERS News Service has gone around Lansing speaking with numerous Democratic insiders. Most of them found that they were frustrated in Gilchrist's sputtering campaign and the lack of firepower of any of the Democrats so far announced for Secretary of State. Michigan's Democratic Party's endorsement convention, where active members will decide their picks for Secretary of State and Attorney General, is scheduled for April the 19th. Republicans' endorsement convention earlier is on March 28th. April 19th, 108 days from today. Well, asked possible considerations. Gilchrist's campaign being unsuccessful is pointing to insiders, pointing to fundraising limitations and the absence of an endorsement from the current governor, Gretchen Whitmer. They're also referring to the curse of the LG, where lieutenant governors in Michigan have failed to win their gubernatorial primaries. Also looking at the fact that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's campaign account for governor had almost $3 million as a closing balance on October 27th. Later this month in January, it's expected to even be higher. Additionally, independent candidate Mike Duggan's account, independent account, $2.46 million cash on hand, and the top fundraising Republican, John James, had $2.27 million. Second place fundraising, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, his ending cash balance back in October was $2.1 million. Gilchrist only has $378,457 as of October 20th as well. So, Whisper campaigns going, love to see Garland Gilchrist run for Secretary of State. Absolutely would love him to be the Democrats' candidate. Love to see that happen. Final half hour of today's show. We've got some other stories, a couple of things happening in Washington, D.C. this morning. We'll get to that as well. We'll be right back.